This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Where does Saquon Barkley's 2024 season sit in Philadelphia history? Last 50 years for individual seasons. 73.3% say it is number one. 25.4% say it's number two through number four.
Yeah, so it's definitely one of the top four.
Yes, well, definitely one of the top four. I'm shocked that 73% have it as number one with the seasons it's going up against. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned, what have we mentioned? We've mentioned Iverson, yep. 2010 Halliday.
Listen, Doc, yep.
What year is that Carlton 28 win season?
That I think was, it's 74. He said 74.
I think it's 74, right. And by the way, that's not the only Carlton great season, by the way, as well. There's one. And then I had Moses ahead of him, and I had Moses Schmitty. 82, 83, and Schmidt 1980. 215-592-9494. We'll have more from that A.J. Brown podcast. He also talked about Miles Garrett. And Diana Rossini talked about Miles Garrett, too. So we'll get to that. We should have had A.J. at the Radio Row with us. Screaming at Miles.
He was a little busy.
Yeah. Stan and Fleetwood. You're on WIP. What's up, Stan?
Yo, what's going on?
What's up, Stan?
Yo. So, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, this is the best ever in, you know, Philly sports. Whoever broke that many records and won a championship in the same season.
Well, he only broke one record, but it's a big record.
Matters,
yeah, yeah.
Well, hold on. He broke the Eagles record, too.
Okay, two.
Yeah.
Two records. Yeah, two records. Two
most
records.
Rushing that's yards right. In a season by anybody ever.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
That's, how do we celebrate that?
Yeah, that's sort of phony record. Nobody thinks that's a real record. That's one thing I'll agree with you on,
because right.
I tried to take that position when we were debating whether he should rush or not, and even I, as I was saying it, was saying in my head, oh, that's not a real record. No one's ever talked about that record before. We made that record up
I'm
to make him feel better.
Now, oh, I can appreciate that.
Thank you. it's an incredible. I would say it's a great accomplishment.
Right.
It's just not a real record. Yeah, Stan, it's Charles Barkley's birthday. Who had a great second act?
Who else other than Nick Foles?
Oh, how about that?
Now, that is a good one. That is a good one, Stan. Now, that is
Nikki
same.
Six.
That is the same, you know, the same job or whatever.
Sure.
And he did have.
He did have a second act coming back here.
He has the weirdest career, I think, in all of sports. It would be less weird if he didn't have the 27-2 season. It's the 27-2 season, total failure, comes back as backup.
Yeah.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Then plays the next year, gets the team into the playoffs the next year when he came in when they're 4-8, right? I believe. They're 4-8, they ended up 8-8.
I don't know if they were 4-8.
I think they were when Wentz
6-8 maybe.
No, because he played four games.
At the end of the year?
Yeah, I think he played four games at the end of the year.
Oh. So they must have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would have had to have been 4-8.
And then,
yeah.
And then basically asks for his release.
Yeah.
And then irrelevancy again. It's just the weirdest thing, man. He had two outrageous moments here for the Eagles.
Listen, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
Second act.
Yeah.
Nick Foles, because that's a second act.
I don't see you telling that guy it doesn't count because it's the same.
Well, no, because it was Nick Foles.
Okay.
Once you opened it up to that.
Yeah.
And now we can accept Nick Foles as a second act.
They did have a great second act. So
still not in the same vein as who we're celebrating today.
No, a different second
Charles
act.
Barkley had a completely different act.
Not completely. He's still talking about basketball.
Well, he wasn't talking at first. He was playing.
Athlete, then broadcaster. Just like Ike. Great second act.
I would be considered a second act.
But I would say...
Thanks for that nomination,
yes,
too, Fred.
I would say you're the second
act. I was going to nominate myself, but, thank you.
But I would say... No one's going to get this. We're not going to give it to the person who gets it anyway. OJ's second act. Well, OJ had three acts. We won't talk about the third act. But I would say OJ's, he went from
player to
actor, right?
Well, I would have said broadcaster.
Oh, and broadcaster.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. But he was in Naked Gun.
Yeah, he was.
And he was,
But he wasn't... In order to be good, the second act has to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't look at OJ as an actor.
He did act.
He did. No, he did. He definitely did. We know that.
He had a third act.
Yes. He heard you.
All right.
We
okay. All right. All right. Just want to make sure I got the joke in. Okay. So A.J. Brown.
Meanwhile, Netflix is running another O.J. special. Yes. As if we hadn't seen this before.
You know what I bought? I can't.
I actually watched it too.
I don't have the heart to wear it. But I bought, you remember there's been a bunch of TV shows, but the one that had the actors in it that had Cuba Gooding Jr. in it that played OJ, the series that was on, the sort of, because Travolta was actually in that series too. Didn't he play Robert Kardashian? Wasn't Travolta in that series?
That was the ESPN one.
No, the ESPN was Doc. Was a documentary. This one was Fox or ABC.
I know
or
what
something.
You're talking about. Yeah.
The Cuba one, right?
Yeah, the Cuba.
Yeah, with John Travolta in there. Yeah, I remember that one.
So for $50, I bought a prop that was on that show that is a T-shirt that says "Run OJ Run."
Yeah.
But it has Cuba Gooding Jr.'s picture on it because it's from the TV show or whatever.
You're nuts, right?
Yeah, I know I'm nuts. It's just like, I thought to myself, how many of these can exist?
Not many. I'm assuming, yes.
$50. This is what happens when you don't have kids.
Right.
Spend money on...
You and QVC just ordering stuff.
Yeah, just the amount of T-shirts I have that I can't even wear, we should do one of a week where we're not on camera.
Well, I will admit, I never see the same T-shirt.
No,
I don't think I've seen the same T-shirt.
I'll take a picture. I have a big closet.
Yeah.
Three quarters of the closet.
Oh, I believe you.
T-shirt.
That's what I'm saying. I don't remember ever seeing the same T-shirt. No. You wear so many different ones. I don't think I would notice if it was the same.
I got a lot of T-shirts.
Yeah.
So Myles Garrett requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns. We saw Myles Garrett at Radio Row. We screamed at him, future Eagle. He did grin. Here is A.J. Brown on the Kicking It With D podcast about Myles Garrett.
You never answer me, though. Any free agency one. You feel me? What is it looking like? Money don't matter. You could bring anybody on your team.
Unlimited salary cap is off.
Honestly, that's what it'd be feeling like over here.
Yeah. I'll say Myles Garrett.
Oh my God!
Adding him with Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what's going to happen with Josh Sweat or Milton. But
wasn't Max Crosby? Him. Max Crosby was tweeting some stuff with some Eagles emojis in it. You seen that?
Max,
whew, you seen that?
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. But I'm tight with Max, man.
Max can't go to
that's
Philly,
cold,
bro. That'll
be incredible, man. That'll be incredible. I think the city will love him for sure.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So just because Myles Garrett requests a trade,
the city would love either one of those guys.
Yes.
The Myles or Max.
Yes, we would love both players.
Yes.
So. Just because he asked Cleveland to trade him doesn't mean that Cleveland has to. Mm-hmm. Here is Diana Rossini on whether the Browns will trade Myles Garrett.
I expect that to pick up, actually, over the next week or two, knowing that Myles Garrett's agent is going to be at the combine, talking to teams, talking to people around the league about what's going on. I can just tell you what I know at this point, and that's the Browns do not want to move him. They've gotten calls from teams in the NFC. They've gotten calls from teams in the AFC. And they've been told all the same thing. We're not moving him for now. So I have found the word for now interesting.
Yes.
Because the conversations I've had have been more, no, it's like, just kill the story. We're not trading him. It's over. Like, just stop. Miles is going to be in Cleveland. But for now, it makes it interesting. So I think we could see some movement, if there is any. If Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski wind up, let's say, maybe taking a page out of the way Houston did it with Deshaun Watson, where it was essentially an auction, right? Where it was everybody put together their best offers. And at the end, they made the decision of, okay, this is what we're going to do. So we'll see if it gets down there, or if it goes down that road.
By the way, if I'm Cleveland, mm-hmm. I'd absolutely trade Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
That team stinks. He's 29, 30 years old. Mm-hmm. By the time they're good again, he's not going to, you know, they're going to have to rebuild a little bit there. Yeah. They don't have a quarterback.
They are going to trade him.
Yeah, they'll trade him.
Yeah, they just, this is what you say when you're not giving him away.
So you said you'd trade 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett. Let me ask you this. If getting Myles Garrett not only cost you 2 first-round picks, but means, just for argument's sake, means Bond leaves, means Sweat leaves, means Milton Williams leaves, means Mekhi Becton leaves, are you okay with all that?
Yes.
Wow. All 4 guys?
Yep.
And 2 first-round picks?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how great he is.
Yeah.
You put him next to Jalen Carter? Well, believe me.
We would keep as the number one defense.
I love Zach Bond.
Yeah.
We'll find another linebacker that can play behind that defensive line, believe me.
Yeah. Now you sound like Howie.
Yeah. We'll find another backer that can play behind that defense. Becton, ironically, would be the one that, like, for me, Becton and Bond are my top two. I've settled on those two as my top two free agents.
Well, I think Milton Williams is going to get way overpaid.
Yeah. If I could only choose one defensive guy, I would choose Zach Bond. And obviously, Mekhi Becton is the only real offensive player that we have coming up for free agency. So I want to keep the continuity of the offensive line together. So I would bring him back. I think you can get him for cheaper than market value. There's a sentimental value of being here, having his best year, rediscovering who he is, and being comfortable, right? If they can give him a decent-sized contract that makes him feel appreciated, I think he'd be willing to stay. And I think Zach Bond's not going to cost you a whole lot.
I think
those are two I would focus in on.
The thing that has made me start thinking about Milton Williams is the age.
Yeah.
He's 26 years old. He is, if you're talking about building a team for right now and the future, he makes more sense than Sweat. He makes more sense than Bond because they're both 29 years old. Milton Williams is 26.
Well, Bond is 27.
Oh, I thought Bond was older than that.
No, Bond's 27.
Oh, then why are we so... We talk about his age. Elliot talks about his age being a negative. He's still got 4 prime years, right?
Well, yeah, I agree. But what Elliot's saying, because I know who told Elliot this.
Okay.
Paying a 27-year-old linebacker is different than paying a 25-year-old.
Oh, sure.
So those guys are the ones who get the big contracts. The 27-year-old linebackers usually get that medium contract where it's like 3 or 4 years. And so that's why I don't think Bond's number would be as outrageous as a Milton Williams number would be, or Josh Sweat. That's really what I think it comes down to. I think of the four, those two are probably going to be the cheapest of the four to sign.
What do you think the total, give a percentage chance, Eagles trade for Myles Garrett?
I think it's slim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just don't know if they got enough capital to do it. Draft capital.
So it's like
we're drafting at the back of the draft.
Right.
You know,
you need more picks almost because you're not going to be bad.
Those are essentially a second-round draft pick right there when you're picking 32. And Cleveland's smart. They're going to wait till they get to the combine. They're going to open up the bidding war there, and they're going to find out who is desperate enough that they're willing to give up major draft capital. Where does it put them in the draft with that draft capital? Ironically, a team like Washington – isn't that much higher than we are. What is Washington, like the 28th pick, 29th mm-hmm. pick?
They were in the NFC Championship.
Because they were in the NFC Championship game. So their first-round pick isn't that great either. So then it becomes, what are you doing future picks? Future picks to Cleveland, with teams like us and Washington, they're still going to be back end of the draft type of picks.
Right.
So if you're trying to get something higher in the draft, then maybe you're waiting for a team that's isn't as good as these teams. Problem is, Myles Garrett wants to go to a team that's a contender.
Right. And because if you sign Myles Garrett, you're probably going to want to extend him.
Yeah.
He's got 2 years left on his deal. Pretty fair deal, by the way. He's making $20 million a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Myles Garrett on the open market is a $35 million
easily
a year guy. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, you trade for him, you're going to pay him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to pay him.
Which is the advantage the Commanders have just in terms of they've got more cap space than anybody, so they can pay him. 215-592-9494. Rob and Sharon Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for letting me come on.
Yes, sir.
So I had to take a step back and think real hard because somebody mentioned Halliday earlier, but I would definitely think that just because of everything he's done, Saquon has to be my number one. I mean, AI was great, too. I had to think hard about that one as well, but like just everything that Saquon did and helped up lift the team, you know, get them to where they are, help them win the chip and everything. I just thought they were phenomenal in every aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing. You know what it is with this team that's so amazing? That I don't know if we really fully realize it until after the Super Bowl or maybe midway through that Super Bowl. They were the best team in football this year. If you look for consistency, if you look for whatever measurables you want to use, like the Eagles, after that bye week, they lost one game that the quarterback didn't even finish, the first quarter of the game, and they could have easily won that game.
Yeah, and the Chiefs
they would have run off 16 straight wins.
And the Chiefs won 17 games, but they clearly weren't the best team.
No. Not averaging 22 points a game.
Yeah, the Lions are the argument, and they were so
right.
You know, it's hard because of the injuries, so you almost judge them about what they were at the end instead of what they were the entire season.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you go beginning to end, the best team won the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
it was the Eagles were the best team in the league. They were not a perfect team, but they were as good as we could have hoped. And by the way, in ways that we didn't think they were going to be good. But yeah, I think the Eagles were.
I think the Eagles had more, like their wins were a better quality than the Lions' wins. I don't know how many good teams. I had to go back and look at the Lions' schedule.
Well, you'd have to.
What are the top teams they beat?
It depends on. So they lost to Buffalo, right? Did they lose to Buffalo? It depends on how you judge the Minnesota and Green Bay wins.
Well, Minnesota's a fraud.
Right.
They didn't even win a playoff game.
But neither did the Lions.
Oh, that's right. They did.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay.
And neither did the Packers.
Then maybe their division was not as good as their record indicated.
Yeah,
idea. That's a serious mark against them.
Right.
Nobody in that division won a playoff game.
Yeah, it's crazy. It actually is crazy.
Yeah.
Rob, for second act, who had a great second act for next question today?
Okay, so I'm going to have to pick another rapper. So I'm going to go with Snoop Dogg.
Ooh, yeah.
He had a nice, phenomenal career in the 90s, disappeared somewhere in the late 2000s, and then he comes back and he's everywhere, you know, has a podcast.
He's everywhere.
A reality star, he's a judge. he's doing everything. He's hanging out with Martha Stewart.
Right, right. I got to go with Snoop, man.
All right, thank you, Rob.
You don't think Snoop had a second act?
He never went away. I don't think Snoop was always a rapper. Snoop even had like he did a horror movie in there somewhere, but like
Tales from the Crypt. He that was terrible.
Star of the Olympics, though.
What's that?
He star was, of the Olympics. Was, I'm just saying.
He was in the Olympics.
So then I would say this was Snoop. Snoop. He went from the gangster rapper guy, right?
Yeah.
To
an icon.
Now America loves Snoop. He's everybody's uncle. He made smoking weed easy. I mean, like he made that a mainstream thing for people.
Is that why it's legal?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Has anybody been more commercialized with smoking than Snoop?
Just Cheech and Chong.
Right.
I think those are the only person that you could put in his.
I agree. Cheech and Chong, yep.
I'm thinking about, I don't think.
Guys, did he light a torch at the Olympics?
At the Olympics, yeah.
Did you ever think Snoop would be lighting torches at the Olympics?
Dude, he had a murder trial. You know, he was on trial for murder.
Yeah.
Now, look, we'll judge at the end of the show as to what is best. And I'm not saying that Snoop doesn't count. I just don't think Snoop was ever down and out. Like, I don't think there was a point where people, he might have been not as visible, but.
So now you have to be down and out?
No.
I just meant you reinvented yourself.
But I don't think he reinvented himself. He was always a weed guy.
You don't think Snoop reinvented himself?
He was always a weed guy.
This guy has commercials everywhere.
You know what happened? He got older.
I've never seen Snoop on TV.
No.
I
think we got numb to who Snoop was and we accepted him.
Yeah.
But I don't, he was always a weed guy.
Yeah.
He was always a rapper.
Yeah.
I don't know what a second act is. I think we had a second act. I don't think Snoop had a second act. He just hung around long enough.
Snoop is on The Voice. He said he's cooking with Martha Stewart. I never would envision Snoop doing this stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think he had a second act like Ice Cube. If we're going to talk rapper to rapper, Ice Cube had a real second act. Like, there's a division in between Ice Cube career one and Ice Cube career two. I don't think there is a line in between Snoop career one and Snoop career two.
I think there's a second act to Snoop.
I say no. We'll see when we judge at the end. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Francisco, what's poppin'? Jack, love you, baby. Come on back. We miss you.
You excited for Honest Jack at 5? Yosh?
I am so. When you said that Honest Jack was doing the top 5, I was like, boy, I'm going to go back in and record that and just hold it and hold it. And I'm going to send it to him and play it back over and over whenever he annoyed me when we texted. But yeah, I'm excited for Honest Jack. I enjoyed him when he stepped in the last time.
Yep.
And real quick, on that AJ thing, man, I love AJ. You know, I kind of used to be a person like AJ. But, you know, I started doing different things with staying, and it just made me this person. Energetic, love everybody, don't let stuff get in the way. Don't take nothing to heart no more. I love AJ. I think he's going to be all right. And yesterday when y'all was talking about, when you said AJ got mad because you played that thing on your, when he put the video.
Clip.
God, yeah. Girl. Anyway.
Concentrate, man.
What's going on in there?
Well, he's looking at somebody. He's looking at somebody. Yeah, I know it.
Got on some sweatpants. And
all right. Back to what you were saying.
Yeah, that wasn't when he got, that might be one of them. But I'm going to tell you, Sprite, you started that whole daggone fight. Chuck called up, and he went in on AJ. He had a little Chuck rant.
Okay.
And then you called in and you elaborated on it. You know what's saying? On the little AJ thing and everything. What's saying? Tell AJ do this and you need to get out your way. Whatever you were saying that day. You said a lot of stuff. Next thing you know, AJ calls the radio station. And he goes, You were the main reason all that started.
But the main reason was he saw a clip that he thought was about him because Slay tweeted it out too. That clip was not about him though.
But being as though he was thinking that was about him, and then you go on the radio after Chuck's little Chuck rant and say what you say, like Chuck.
I didn't remember the Chuck rant.
And then, me and Jack was talking about it one day. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, Spike, you were a vocal part in AJ snapping on the radio. I'm telling you, I think I got that saved in the archive somewhere. It's classic. It's just classic. And Saquon, man, I I've seen a lot in Philly. I love the Saquon year because it was TV type stuff. I mean, 17 runs of 20 yards or more, 7 yards of 40 yards or more. I mean, how many 75 yarders did he have? 60 yarders did he have? I mean, and then the boy just goes and turn a 5-yard run into something superhero-like. I mean, runs, jumps over a guy backwards. I mean, it's just beautiful. And then he helped us get a Super Bowl. And like y'all said, even in the Super Bowl, they focused so much on him, Jalen got to blossom again in that great moment. So I'm going to give it to AJ. And my second act, I mean, y'all naming rappers. What about LL Cool J, man?
Ooh.
What's the LL Cool J? You know what? one of the greatest rap careers ever. I think he went 10 albums platinum straight.
Yes, sir.
Then what's thing he get on? He do a couple of movies and stuff. Then he get on CSI. At the time, I think it was like the number one show on TV. Yeah. So I'm going to give it to Uncle L. Ladies love Cool J. Plus, I'm licking my lips like him right now. Now I'm saying. Hey, man, love y'all cats. Let's keep it popping. Holla tomorrow, baby.
All right, there he is.
So why is L. Cool J not?
I know. I think he is. I mean, he was in, you remember Deep Blue Sea, the shark movie?
Yes.
That was okay. He was, I feel like he's just had a long career too.
Second act. He was a rapper.
Right.
He turned into an actor.
But he's still a rapper. Well, was
he's
he on
not a rapper?
He just put out a record last year.
Nobody's buying that nonsense. Okay. I mean, I could make an album, too. That wouldn't make me a rapper.
Well, I think it would. I think it would.
L. Cool J's rapping days should be over.
Yes,
he should not be rapping.
No, he should be doing sit-ups and whatever else he has.
L. Cool J, man.
Yeah.
He's one of the first that did the crossover. He had the crossover appeal.
Yep.
Right? He went from the Queens, New York rapper.
Yep.
Rough and Rugged to the Ladies Love. You know, he did that whole thing. And, you know, L. Cool J, man. L. Cool J's not on my Mount Rushmore, but man.
Don't you feel like Yoshi sits at home and, like, watches LL Cool J videos and tries to, like, mimic him?
Yeah.
You know?
Because he wears the tight shirts.
You know he's looking at the lick lipping, and you know Yoshi tries to do that as well.
He likes to have his arms out.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. L. Cool J, man.
215-592-9494 is Saquon's 2024 the best.
Rock the Bells.
Individual. Great tune.
Man. Crush Groove.
Which was.
Remember Crush Groove?
Yeah. Do you know? I'll have to tell you a different story. I met a guy who was in Crush Groove.
Crush Groove?
Yeah. It's like an old white Swedish guy. I think he was in Crush Groove, though. He was one of the guy's managers in Fitness Sports Network.
When I was a kid, man. My brothers, I had my friends, I had relatives. They used to call me Cool Rock Ski, man.
Oh, really?
And the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
They said I looked like Cool Rock Ski, man.
I'm going to have to Google
it. I wasn't big as Cool Rock Ski, but I definitely favored
him
complexion-wise, head shape-wise, and everything else.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm looking Cool Rock Ski, man.
215-592-9494 is Saquon's 2024 the best Philadelphia individual season over the last 50 years. Uh-huh. Also, if you have any reactions to the stuff that AJ said about Jalen, Nick Sirianni, and his Instagram post, we'll actually get to that in a bit again. We'll play that if you missed it. ESP was talking about extending two veterans on the Eagles, giving them contract extensions who are already under contract. So we'll talk about that as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.